Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Writer Chick with your host, Kay Nicole.
Warning y'all now, there's going to be some minor language in this. So if that bothers you, then I'm sorry. And if not, then feel free to listen on.
Did you guys miss me? Because I know it's been a hot minute since I've been on here. It's been at least like 2 weeks, but in all honesty, I've had a lot of shit happening. So yeah, it's been kind of difficult to find time to record. I'll just list some of it off. First off, I just celebrated my 21st birthday on the 8th. So your girl is legal now. Very excited. I had finals. I passed them all though. So that's all that matters at the end of the day. But yay. But it still was stressful because I had to study for like 6 different classes. Not fun. Would not recommend. Then I started a new job, and that job I work 10 hours plus a day. So yeah, 4 days a week. The money's about to be amazing, but them hours, they're killing me. So yeah, definitely been trying to just get into the swing of things and kind of try to find a routine that works, but it's been kind of busy for a little bit. And then, you know that boyfriend I always talk about? Well, he also broke up with me the week before my birthday and the week before finals. So if you wanted a quick rundown on what's been going on and why I've been kind of absent, that's pretty much why. So yeah, bear with me for a little bit. I'm still kind of trying to figure out my recording schedule now that I'm working, and then eventually I'm going to start doing summer classes. So I got to kind of work around all that. Schedule might be a little different just going forward, just temporarily. So you might get an episode 1 week and then you're not getting it for 2 weeks. So yeah. But before we get into the book review, because I'm assuming you already saw the title, I just gotta go through all the stuff that I normally go through. So just if you don't care, you could skip through. But anyways, so number one, this podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and YouTube, although I don't always update. I'm going to try to work on that, but we'll get there eventually. But you're probably already listening to me on your platform of choice, so nice to meet you, and thank you. Number two, you can donate to the podcast. So please, if you would like to just shoot me some extra money, you can click the link down below and you can just donate a couple dollars. I would love that. Thank you so much. Number three, there is space on my podcast for ads. So if you have a small business or you're a published author and you want like a couple seconds of ad space, you can head over to the podcast tab on my blog and click advertisements, and the prices will be there for you to look at, and you can just shoot me email if you're interested. Number four, again, if you're an indie author and you want a free book review, please, and I mean please, sign up on the book review sign up on my blog. So if you go to meet the author tab and scroll down and book review sign up, it's right there. You can click on the Google Doc. Please make sure to read all the rules, because if you don't and then get mad, I don't know what to tell you, because it's right there in writing. So I assume you guys can read. But yeah, if you want me to review your book for free, just go right ahead and sign up and I'll check it out. But if you want podcast space and a whole episode, then you're gonna unfortunately have to pay for that, and you can just contact me separately about that if you're interested. But for the most part, I will review your book on my blog and I will put it on Amazon and Goodreads for you. So yeah, you're welcome. And all you have to do is send me a PDF. It's very easy. Literally don't have to do anything but fill out the form and put a PDF. So I think it's a win-win situation. But yeah, that's pretty much it, y'all. Let's slide into the review. Let's slide into the episode. Let's get into it. So before I actually kind of start with the actual review, I'm just going to, one, give you a little quote and then give you a little bit about her and stuff like that. So let's get into the quote. Quote, an opportunity may come your way and that will be your chance to make a huge difference. End quote. And isn't that amazing? It's so true. But if you follow The Writer Chick for a while, you already know I love self-help books. I enjoy using them as a way to learn more about who I am and how to show up as the best version of myself in every part of my life. So I had the pleasure of reading Rise and Fall, The Unpredictable Life by Anchal Singh. I might be butchering that. I apologize. I definitely have a lot of thoughts. But before we get into that, I do think that it's incredibly important that we get to know the author in question. So I'm going to read the snippet that she wrote about herself. So let's get into it. Quote, I always had a dream to get my work published in a book and to hold it in my hands. I had no idea how to do it. I just had to do it, and it finally came true, from being an aspiring writer to a published author. I've been curious to try more stuff and to do something for this world, to bring something that would change lives. 2 years before, I started writing, and then I sent it to a publication. The work was selected, and I guess there were only 10 people from all over India. Soon after seeing my works, I got requests to be part of the various anthology books. Some of them were from international publications, too. I worked as a co-author with Alcove Publishers and Quail Keepers Publications, where Indian Rights Publications, Public Cave Publications, and LHF Publications, Notion Press Publications, etc. Although I have been writing for the last 2 to 3 years, I feel like it has become a part of my life. I just hope that my work enables the reader to be hopeful and to see life with a different perspective if things don't turn out the way they have imagined. Just the thought of how the future is going to turn out to be keeps me going, because I believe this is just the beginning. End quote. Isn't that beautiful? So one of the things that I love about writing myself is the fact that we have the ability to change someone's lives. And that's honestly one of my biggest reasons that I continue with this job or profession. This is why I continue doing what I do, and why I'm so adamant on making sure this podcast is the best it can be, because I'm here to make a safe space for people and to help people feel like they're more seen and that they're not alone. You know, it's very important that we all build some form of a community with the way things are going right now. If I had the platform to do it, I'm going to. That's something that definitely keeps me going, so I can understand Singh's own desires to do the same. And you can definitely feel that in her debut book, Rise and Fall, The Unpredictable Life. If you're interested in hearing some of my thoughts on the book, or you're interested in a new self-help recommendation, then feel free to keep, one, either reading the blog post, or two, listening to the episode. Also, please make sure to follow me on Instagram. I forgot to mention that earlier. It's at Kay the Writer. That's K-A-E the Writer. That's the best place you're going to get updates or whatever else is going on in my life. It's also a great way to see my birthday pictures. So please slide on over, like it up. I would love that. Now, where can you find the book? I think that's important. Where can you find the book? So Rise and Fall, The Unpredictable Life is available everywhere. So you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, I think, a bunch of other places. So you can just look it up. It pops up. Boom. Quick Google search. And if you would love to see the author in question and get to know her a little bit more, then feel free to follow her on Instagram. It's at I am Anchal Singh Rajput. I'll link it down below. So, you know, in case you don't know how to spell that, it's down there. Let's get into the review. What is it about? Well, I got you covered, guys. Just be patient. So I'm going to go ahead and just read the synopsis for y'all so you just get a bit of an idea on what she's talking about. So, quote, "The journey is more beautiful than the destination. Rise and Fall, The Unpredictable Life is a gripping self-help book that will allow you to transform the areas of your life that you feel need more improvement. This book explores the idea of failure and success, following your dreams, achieving your goals, following your heart, and so much more." End quote. The genre is nonfiction and or self-help, so yeah, if you're into that, check it out. And it's a very short read, it's about 100 pages, you can get it done. Let's get into the positive vibes only. So you guys already know the drill, you already know the section. So this section is just pure positivity, so I'll just go through some of my favorite topics and add a couple quotes. And because this is nonfiction, I'll kind of just expand on some of the ideas that Singh highlighted in her book. So, you know, it's not like a regular fiction book where I would talk about characters, plot, whatever. I mean, self-help is about helping yourself. So I'm going to definitely just kind of expand on a lot of her own ideas. So the very first one, failure, the cousin to success. I actually have a bunch of quotes about that topic. I'll probably just read the first one and you can read the rest on my blog. But if it's just one, I'll read it. So first quote to live by. "Successful people talk about failure just as much as they talk about success, and it's because they respect how important it is to embrace it." End quote. So one thing that Singh consistently spoke about was the concept of failure and how it isn't a bad thing. I think this is a great lesson for all of us to remember, because success does not happen overnight, and you need those failures in order to grow. There's a whole chapter dedicated to this phenomenon alone, and I could really tell that Singh was passionate about the subject. I cannot tell y'all the amount of times I done failed in life. I told y'all countless stories about how much I failed with my books and with my business and with my podcast and with my blog and with this and with that, with school. Like, trust me, you cannot escape failure. It's always going to be there. So instead of being afraid to experience it, learn to embrace it. Because at the end of the day, all that matters is how you pick yourself up and how you deal with adversity. Failure is the cousin to success because you need it in order to learn and pivot accordingly. So if I didn't fail with my previous books, then I wouldn't be in the position to do what I'm doing now or learn what I need to do differently in order to make my fifth book a success. If I didn't fail with my candle business, I wouldn't have started to perfect the formula or continue building on it. And you know what's crazy? I'm still failing. Trust me, I'm still failing, which means I'm still learning. And that means I'm still growing. And that means I have a whole world of possibilities at my fingertips. So don't be afraid to fall short. Because most of the time it's preparing you for something better, or it's teaching you what you need to do better in order to really build what you're doing to its greatest potential. So the next time you're scared to fail or do something wrong, just understand that it's not a bad thing. It's more of a lesson. And we're all just here to learn and to grow and to be better people. So yeah, if you think about it like that, it makes it a lot easier to deal with. So the next topic that was very prominent in Singh's book is following your dreams. And I'm gonna go ahead and read another quote. So quote, "A human being is as big as his dreams, and the bridge between dreams and reality is work," end quote. Talks about the fact that you need to work towards it. Nobody talks about the journey there. Everybody talks about the dream. Everybody talks about the end of the dream, but nobody ever really talks about the journey there. So, or talks about how dreams take different shapes and forms over the years. So that's actually something I really did enjoy that she brought up. Because, you know, at the end of the day, having dreams is great. And it's amazing, and I think you all should have a dream to do something in your life. But if you don't put the work in to make them a reality, that's all they'll ever be is dreams, okay? They're just going to stay that way. So, for example, my dreams have always centered around writing. Trust me, I've always, literally since I was 12, bro, I've always wanted to be a writer. That was my biggest thing, right? And I always found myself wanting to be a published author and help people with my words. And you know what? It's been, what, fucking 10 years now? And I've achieved the published author part because I put in the energy to get there. I put in the research. I put in the time. I put in the hours. I poured my blood, sweat, and tears into these books that I put out. And even if I haven't necessarily gotten anything monetary out of it, I have gotten some form of... what's the word? Joy at the fact that I did something that I said I was going to do and that I achieved that dream, and I'm still achieving that dream. Now, it'd be even better if I can actually really make a living off of it and really get it out there more. But from what I've done so far, I should be proud of that. So I am. And as for helping people with my words, it's definitely changed shape over the years. And that's fine. I still have that dream to this day. It's just in a different form now. So I'm writing this blog, which is where I'm expressing myself the most and where I'm really trying to help people and build something. And then with my podcast, it's the same thing. I am constantly giving y'all advice on here. Always. I'm here to spread nuggets of information and wisdom because these are lessons that either I've already learned and I want to share with you, or things that I want to keep you from doing because I've already made that mistake. Okay. So that's all this really is. And now I've really made this dream a reality because I put in the energy and I put in the time every day. So this dream could have stayed a dream. This dream could have just been something that I aspired to but never really did anything with. But because I put in the discipline and the hard work to get there, this is where I'm at today. And I already know it's going to be even better in, what, like 4 or 5 years, maybe 10 years. Like it's going to be great. Like, this podcast is going to be booming. My business is going to be booming. Like, everything is going to be phenomenal as long as I keep putting in the work. If you have a dream right now to do something, then do it. Put in the energy, put in the research, put in the time. And I promise you, even if it sucks and even if it's hard at first, it's going to pay off eventually. Okay. And now, because I put in that energy, I've had a lot of opportunities that are allowing me to expand my reach. So I can achieve the dreams of 12-year-old Kay who wanted to just change the world. So the next lesson that was highlighted in Singh's book is celebrating yourself. And I wrote, celebrate yourself, sis, because you should. It's important. So let's go ahead and read a quote. quote, learn to celebrate yourself when nobody else celebrates you, end quote. I was actually really glad that Singh brought this up in her book, because this is something that I still struggle with. And I told you all these stories. I still struggle with it. And I think a lot of other people do too. Because my thing is I don't know if everybody's like this, but I actually feel ashamed to celebrate myself, because I think that I'm being arrogant by doing that. That I'm not being humble by acknowledging my own accomplishments. So I'm constantly downplaying everything that I do. And it's interesting because I was talking about this with my mom, maybe like a week ago, we were having this conversation about how I'm too humble to a fault. And she said, I love that you're humble, but it's like you're too humble to the point that you act like what you do isn't important and that what everybody else does is more important. And I'm like, damn, you're kind of right. But the thing is, I shouldn't really downplay my success, and I shouldn't be afraid to celebrate myself, and neither should you. Being humble and being proud can be in the same universe. They don't ever have to be two separate things. You can be humble and still be proud and still own your shit. So if nobody celebrates you, then that's okay. You know, learn to celebrate yourself, because you deserve to feel proud for what you've achieved. Your hard work should not go unnoticed, because other people hate to see you shine. And I'm trying to remember this every time I think that, should I even say this, or should I even bring this up, or I don't want to be that guy. No, be proud. Because I think I already told you all this, that car story from high school. I'm pretty sure I did. It might have been in one of the episodes, but brief recap, my parents had got me a car in high school, and they were thinking I was going to be super excited. I was going to share it with all my friends. And I was going to be like, I got a car. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I was going to be one of them kids. I told nobody I got a car. And when my parents asked me why, I was like, well, I didn't want to make other people feel bad. By not doing that and by not being proud of that, it almost was like a kick to the gut to them. I didn't realize it at the time. I just thought they was tripping, low-key. Back then when I was like, 16, I got the first car, I was like, okay, y'all are weird. But actually now as a 21-year-old, I get it now, because my parents work way too hard for me to not be proud of what they've done for me. You know what I mean? They bust their ass every day to give me the things that they've given me. And I know they had to scrape together a lot of money in order to get that car the first time, and scrape a lot of money to get the second car, and scrape a lot of money to get the third one. So, you know, to not showcase that and to not be proud of that, I can understand why it made them feel some type of way. And that goes right back to, don't ever be afraid to be honest and proud about what you have. You know what I mean? If somebody feels bad, that's on them. You don't gotta be a dick about it. You don't gotta flaunt it in their face. You don't gotta do all that, right? But you could still be proud and say, yeah, I got this, and da 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 and blah 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 blah. Don't ever feel bad for that. So this subject was definitely a sprinkle in her book, but it packed a punch when it showed up. So this is why I kind of felt the need to expand on this subject in particular, because I'm always talking about it anyway, so why not? All right, next topic. Life is hard, but it doesn't have to knock you down. So let's get into another quote. Quote, life has a lot more to offer, and the best part is that there are no fixed levels, end quote. And there's two more, but you can go ahead and go read those on your own, because I'm not going to read all of these, so sorry. All right, so life is tough and it isn't fair. And I know that's cliche, but that's the truth. It's actually one of the main lessons that Singh talks about in her book, but she highlights how important it is to take those lessons and help them propel you forward instead of keeping you stagnant, okay? And I actually had to relearn this lesson recently, so now we're getting to the tea about my boyfriend breaking up with me. Okay, I'm not gonna share too much of that story, just because one is kind of fresh and two is kind of personal and whatever. So I'm not gonna share too much about it. But I mean, I'll share some of my own feelings about it, if that makes sense. But I won't necessarily share like the reasons behind it. So it ended about 2 weeks ago, maybe a little over 2 weeks ago, and I was crushed, like crushed. I like to think of myself as a kind of a very resilient person. Like, I don't really cry over a lot. If you leave me or I leave you, it is what it is. I ain't gonna shed no too many tears over you, right? I don't like to do that, because this is kind of like But I cried over that boy. I cried bad. Okay. I have never cried so hard in my life. Like, genuinely. That was bad, right? And after so many failed relationships, you know, that was like the first one that made me feel like someone could truly love me. And it hurt to just have that snatched away so quick, because it just, there was no buildup. So it just kind of was just like gone. It was there one day, gone the next. And I just was like blindsided, you know what I mean? And at first I thought it was me, you know, I thought that I was a problem, that I was unlovable. And those are thoughts I've carried with me ever since I started dating people. And you kind of already know some of the stories. Every relationship I've had has been tumultuous, with some being better than others, but most of the time it's been tumultuous and painful. So this was the first one that was peaceful. So in my head, it made me think that if I couldn't even keep this one, then maybe there really is something wrong with me. Maybe I'm the unlovable one. And I'm trying to unlearn that, because I'm not an unlovable person. Not at all. It's just, you know, I just don't always get the best end of the stick. And that thought process made me terrified to be close to people. And I'm tired of letting myself be too terrified to express my love because other people don't know how to receive it. That is not my problem. You know what I mean? Or me being authentic and being just kind of who I am bothers you because you don't know how to be that way. You know what I mean? Because I've had people try to change me and try to tell me I should be this and be that and do this instead. And it's like, I'm not that person. The person you get out the gate is the person I'm going to stay. I've always been an authentic individual and I pride myself on that. So if you don't know how to be authentic and you choose to put up this facade and act like you're somebody else when you're really not, that's on you. But don't try to change me or make me into something I'm not. I can't stand that, and it's annoying as hell. Okay. And that, just because I'm the way I am, does not, it doesn't make me unlovable because other people don't know how to love me. So yeah. And the more I thought about that relationship, I realized that it wasn't me. None of it was me. I did the best that I could. And there were just a lot of different changes happening all at once. And our relationship just didn't fit into that anymore. And that's fine. So deciding to see this in a different light made it easier to accept that it was over. And it made it easier for me to understand that it's not necessarily that I'm unlovable. I just need to find people who can love me right. Okay. And now I'm just kind of trying to meet new people and just vibe, man. I'm just trying to vibe and live my life, because I was telling my mom this. I'm like, I can't cry over you forever. Okay. There's so much life to live. I could die tomorrow. You know what I mean? And then I'm sitting here crying and over you and refusing to love people the way I know I can love them, because I'm terrified of this and that. Fuck it. You don't want to be with me? That's okay. I'm not mad at you. It's okay. But I'm not going to stop myself from meeting other people and creating new opportunities. I won't ever do that. So, yeah. At the end of the day, if you change your reaction to a situation, it can really make a huge difference. And me changing my reaction to the situation and changing the way I think about the situation made it a lot easier to just move on. You know, I'm not sitting here ruminating over it or trying to dissect it and see what went wrong and what happened with this and writing poetry about it and listening to sad music all the time about it. Like, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not. I can't. I've done that before and I can't do it again. So I would say that this lesson in particular came at the right time, and I think more people need to reframe how they think about life. Yes, those experiences suck, but what really makes a difference is how you let them shape you going forward. So are you going to let it destroy you, or are you going to let it help you? I also think it would have been helpful for marketing purposes, because I know some readers focus on that pretty heavily. So I would just, if I had to say any type of advice, I would say to kind of just make sure you keep that in mind and just kind of, you know, update the format a little, give it a little spice. It don't have to be for this book in particular, but any future works, I would can make sure to, you know, remember that. Your debut is always not going to be perfect, and this is the way to learn. You know, I've talked about it before. Your first draft or your first book is kind of your stepping stone to learning how to do better with the next few. So, yeah, it's okay to not be perfect on your debut, but just make sure you kind of use it as a lesson going forward. Second topic, grammar police. Now, this was probably my biggest gripe with the book overall. Honestly, there were a lot of grammar errors that definitely made it a little difficult to follow along with everything. But that's always something that can be fixed if Sting ever did a second edition or maybe use his advice for future works. So I think a second pair of eyes or an editor would have minimized some of the errors and improved the readability. So I would definitely consider that if, you know, she's able to cultivate that. And this is also for new writers as well. If you can, please get somebody to read your stuff. Just read over, please. Just get somebody to just read over your stuff a few times, okay? I wouldn't say hire an editor out the gate because they expensive. But if you could learn to self-edit really well and then just get somebody you trust to reread it for you, that would be like a great thing. Because normally you start being unable to catch certain things because you've read the book too much. So it's always nice to have a second pair of eyes. Third thing. Spring cleaning. Let's talk about organization. I would say that Sting had some organization, but I would have loved to have more of a central theme and then branched off with other topics. Because I felt like the book went all over the place in some parts, and I would get confused on where Sting was going with the topic at hand. So I think a little more organization on what needed to be said would have actually strengthened the book, and it would have made it easier to follow along. I think it's important that self-help books stay as organized as possible so that the reader can digest the information and then, you know, stay on track. So, yeah. And the last thing, same old, same old. My last thought on Rise and Fall, The Unpredictable Life is that I felt like it got a little too redundant in certain areas of the book. Okay, so Sting would be repeating the same thing in a different way. So it just felt like the chapters dragged on longer than they needed to. And I think cutting out some of those parts and incorporating some form of organization would have helped to minimize some of those redundancy errors that I was witnessing. It's definitely not a bad thing to repeat what you said. Like, because I've seen with some self-help books, they'll like put bullet points at the end of the chapter just to kind of recap what you've already read. But it has to be done kind of tastefully in order to be effective and not like too much. You know what I mean? So what are my final thoughts and my rating? Overall, I would probably give it a solid 3 stars. I enjoyed a lot of the ideas that Sting brought to the table, but I think a lot of the formatting and grammatical errors made it difficult to really enjoy. But I am excited to see Sting's future work, and I think that you guys should still show her some love by following her on Instagram. All the information is going to be down in the description box or on my blog post if you happen to read it instead. And by taking the time to check out our book if you can. Like I said, it's available everywhere. So just do a quick Google search. It'll pop up. And feel free to show me some love too by commenting down on this podcast episode and or on my blog post. And that would be really nice. And yeah, guys, that is the end of the episode. I'm so sad. No. It's the end. But I promise I'll come back soon. I won't be gone as long as I've been. I promise. Okay. I just got to kind of get my routine down, and once I get that down, I think everything should go back to normal. But I have so many episodes that I cannot wait to share with y'all, bro. I'm so excited. I have one that I've been dying to do for like the last month or so, and then I think I'm actually gonna have some guests on my podcast soon. What? Kayla's gonna have guests? It's not just gonna be her anymore? I have, 3 people in particular I'm thinking about getting on here, so I'll definitely talk about it on my Instagram if I end up getting it together with them and figuring it out. So please, like I said, make sure to follow me. It'll all be down below, okay? I'm gonna need, because if you want to see who's gonna be on here with me and who's gonna match my energy, then you need to follow me on Instagram. That's the best place to learn, so that's what I'm saying. Head over there. But anyways, that's about it. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay fabulous, and I'll see you next time. Bye.